أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the mushrikeen and the polytheists. Every sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or all the major signs and creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were brought in front of them, and the benefits of each of these creations were explained to them. The greatest benefit of these creations is that each one of them have the potential and the ability to guide a person towards Allah. After all of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that how obstinate these people were and how stubborn they were. They just refused to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the supreme and the independent creator who deserves their loyalty and who deserves all the acts of worship. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of an objection that they made when they were asked to spend on the poor and the needy and to feed others. And we understood the response, or we have studied the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed certain people to take care of others. Moving on, in ayah number 48 of Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a question that they would mockingly ask every now and again. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدِ. And they say, when will this promise come? When will the promise arrive? You speak of Qiyamah, you speak of Judgment Day, you speak of the punishment of the year after. So mockingly, they would tell the believers, where is it? When is it going to happen? Why is it not happening? وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدِ. When will this promise come in كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are speaking the truth, why is it not coming? Why are we not experiencing all these things that you are promising us about that we will face in the afterlife? Where is the afterlife? مَا يَنْظُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are only waiting for صَيْحَ وَاحِدَةً. مَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً. They are only waiting. All that's going to happen is we are not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not moved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in the least affected by these claims of this. We as human beings generally, it is our nature that when somebody mocks at us, or that when somebody sort of argues with us regarding certain things that we tell them, we become emotional, we become we sense and we perceive the need to respond, and to we become agitated, and we would like to now prove ourselves to them. That's not the case with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined and designed when Qiyamah will come. Allah will not move it forward because of their objections. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bring it to show it to them because to prove a point to them. There's nothing to prove to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it will come. It will come on its fixed and appointed time. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah said, مَا يَنْظُرُونَ. All they are going to see and all they are going to experience when it does come, صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً, it will be one loud cry, one loud scream, one loud shriek. تَأْخُذُهُمْ, it will seize them, وَهُمْ يَخِصِّمُونَ, while they are engaged in their quarreling. What does this mean? It means that Qiyamah will come suddenly. While people are engaged in their quarreling, it refers to them settling their business disputes and so on and so forth. It will just come suddenly and overtake them. People will still be bargaining with one another, meaning they will be living normal lives, and they will be engaged in their normal quarrels and the normal disputes and the normal transactions and the normal conversations. وَهُمْ يَخِصِّمُونَ. And while they will be living life in this state, while discussing and having meetings and whatever else, it will just come and seize them. That is how Qiyamah will come. There'll be no warning before that. Rasulullah says in the hadith that there'll be two people who will be bargaining over some fabric, and they will be measuring the fabric, and at that time Qiyamah will seize them. There'll be a person who will be attending to his home, renovating his home, plastering the walls or painting the walls of his home. Many people will be living their normal lives, and all of a sudden Qiyamah will come and it will seize people, and the entire creation will be reduced to nothing. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً. Allah says they will not even be given the ability to write up a will, to make a will. They won't even be given that amount of time. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً. They will not be able to even make a request. وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. They will not even be able to or have the opportunity to go back home to their families. They will be in the marketplaces. They will be out at their offices. They will be working. They will be toiling. Wherever they are, that Qiyamah will seize them right there. And that is it. They will not be able to move an inch. So Allah says they will not be able to even bequest anything, utter one thing regarding their estate, and nor will they even have the opportunity to go back to their families and to go back to their homes. So that will be Qiyamah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fast forwards, and Allah goes to the scene on the day of Qiyamah, and how the entire creation will now be brought back to life, raised up from their graves and resurrected. And Allah speaks specifically about these disbelievers and the deniers and the rejectors and their state on the day of Qiyamah as they emerge from their graves. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. Allah says, and then it will be blown into the trumpet. Now, as far as the blowing of the trumpet is concerned, there are different narrations. According to some, the trumpet will be blown twice, on two occasions. According to some narrations, it will be blown on three occasions. According to some other narrations, the trumpet will be blown on four separate occasions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the second blow of the trumpet. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. So the first blow of the trumpet will mark the end of creation. And everyone will die and cease to exist, every creature and creation of Allah, as a result of the blowing of the first horn and the trumpet and the loud noise that will come out from it. The second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. فَإِذَاهُمْ. Suddenly, as that trumpet is blown, هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. They will come out from their graves. Allah uses the word ajdath for graves. Ajdath is the plural of jadath. One grave is called a jadath, and the plural ajdath. They will come out, min al-ajdath, from the grave, إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ, swiftly moving towards the Allah. Now, elsewhere in the Quran, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَاهُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. The first thing that will happen when they come out of the graves, if they will stand still, looking around. So, it seems as if there's a contradiction. Because over here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, as soon as they come out, what will happen? Immediately, there'll be this natural urge within them to move all in one direction. They won't be running around in different directions and in different places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of them will come out, إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. يَنْسِلُونَ. يَنْسِلُونَ means to move swiftly, very swiftly, as if they will know where to go. Very swiftly they are going to be moving towards the Allah, meaning towards the plains of resurrection. So there is no contradiction. The ulama explained, when they first come out of their graves, they'll be shocked. And they'll be standing still. When someone is shocked, and when someone is in awe, and when someone is, struck by wonder, then the first they stand still. They don't know what to do. So that will be the first reaction. As soon as they come out, they will be qiyamu yamdurun. They'll just be standing still, looking all over the place and in all different directions. When they realize that it is qiyamah, then ila rabbihim yansilun, they will very swiftly move in the direction of their Rabb. The angels and the malaika will be making announcements to them as which way to proceed and which way to go. قالوا, they will say, يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. They will say, oh woe, alas, who has raised us up from our marqad? Who has raised us up from our resting place? Now the question is raised over here. We know that the disbelievers will suffer punishment in the grave. They will suffer punishment in the grave. So obviously the grave is not a resting place. It's not going to be a resting place. Why is it when they are resurrected from their graves, the first thing they will say is, who has brought us out from our resting places? Ulama explained that the horrors that they will experience on the day of Qiyamah will be so intense that they would wish that they rather remain within the graves and experience what they had experienced over there.
compared to what they are going to experience now after resurrection, that will be far, far worse than what they had been experiencing in the bodies of their grave. So that is why they will say, "Alas, who has raised us up from our graves, لِمَرْقَدِنَا, from our resting places?" The angels will say to them, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنِ, this is what Ar-Rahman promised. You are asking for the promise. And you are saying, when will the promise come? This is what Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, promised you. Why out of all the attributes, the best of Allah's attributes, the most merciful is used on this occasion? You would think then the Malaika will say that this is what the all-powerful or the all-dominant or the almighty Allah promised you. No, but what will the Malaika say? This is what Ar-Rahman had promised you, the most merciful one had promised you. Why will they use Ar-Rahman? To remind them of the fact that whatever prophets were sent to you, whatever guidance was given to you, whatever advice was shared with you, whatever prophets were sent to you, all of that was done out of Allah's rahmah, Allah's love, care and compassion for you. But you rejected it. You rejected Allah's rahmah. By rejecting the prophets, you declared that you are not in need of Allah's rahmah. By choosing to live the life of disobedience and a life of oblivion, you have actually chose to reject and to repel the rahmah of Ar-Rahman. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ, the angels will say to them that this is what Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, promised. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ, and the prophets spoke the truth whenever they spoke to you about Qiyamah. إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَ وَاحِدَ, Allah says it is not more, it will only be one cry. فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعُ الَّذَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ, all of them will be brought and made present before us.